Blog Talk Radio.
So when I say, as the subtitle of my book, that I think religion poisons everything, I'm not just doing what publishers like and coming up with a provocative subtitle. I mean to say it infests us in our most basic integrity. It says we can't be moral without Big Brother, without a totalitarian permission. It means we can't be good to one another. We can't think without this. We must be afraid. We must also be forced to love someone who we fear. The essence of sadomasochism. All of this could be part of a plan. There is no way an atheist can prove it's not. But it's some plan, isn't it? With mass destruction, pitiless extermination, annihilation going on all the time, and all of this set in motion on a scale that's absolutely beyond our imagination, in order that the Pope can tell people not to jerk off.
Hi there, everyone, and welcome to Think Atheist. I'm your host, Rachel Johnson. And today we're going to be talking about a little bit about current events. And, you know, this isn't a site I often show to anyone. So, yeah, it should be interesting for you guys. But anyhow, a few things that were in the news, and I'm going to start with we need snacks. So these white guys who are currently, you know, set up on a bird sanctuary that was empty, you know, because it takes a real man to take over an empty bird sanctuary on federal ground, apparently didn't sense, you know, they didn't pre-plan this, they didn't think it out, they just showed up, bunch of guns and some few foods. Estimations are that they could hold out there a couple of weeks. So here are these guys, and the best that they can do is plead on the internet for some snacks. And it's so astounding, really. I mean, right now the FBI is planning to shut off the electric. They're planning to shut off any, you know, ongoing resources that they have. And these guys are so first world, that they have to plead for snacks. I didn't know that was a prerequisite for, you know, a standoff. Hey, we want to stand off with you, but could you please send us some Cheetos? So they're asking for these to be sent by mail, which the FBI currently says, yeah, you know, we're going to be intercepting the mail. So I don't think that their snackage is going to get very close to them, which is hilarious because these guys from the beginning have not only the guy that they're standing up for, not only has he said, look, I don't even support what they're doing. He turned himself in. He is currently, you know, in prison, starting to serve his sentence. The people of the community have said, hey, we don't want any part of this, nothing. You know, we don't even know what these guys are about. They're not from here. We don't support them. And obviously, they didn't support them enough to bring them snacks. So, you know, these guys should probably, and, you know, I'm sure after they come off of there, they'll be spending a little time themselves in federal penitentiary because what they did was highly illegal. So, but in the future, should they plan to take over anything, they might want to bring their own snacks. Our next thing that we're going to be talking about today is Donald Trump. You know, Donald Trump has been very vocal about illegal immigration, what he calls illegal immigration, what I call undocumented humans, you know, because these that's what they are. They're people. So he puts out this ad, and I'm going to point out a few flaws in this. The first one being that when he put up this ad for his campaign and it aired, you know, people started questioning it because there's all these persons jumping a wall, getting into this area. Well, they looked up where the video came from, and here it's Moroccans. And they were trying to get into a place that is it's actually held by Spain. And his people didn't fact check it, which, you know, par for the course, the Republicans can't fact check it. But he said, you know, these are illegal Mexicans coming into the country, and shows this film, and none of it's true. And PolitiFact said, hey, you know, none of this is just garbage. And then part of his video goes on to say something like, Mexico will pay for the wall. It goes to show how little Donald Trump has ever had experience with reality. Because let me tell you something. What Donald Trump doesn't know is that those people are coming here for a better life. Whether we like it or not, they're filtering into the country. They are undocumented human beings. They're not, you know, just autonomous machines coming into the country. They may be taking up jobs. However, they are also renting, you know, buying food, blah, 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 the whole argument. But here's the thing. They're also sending money home to their families. And some of those people are actually from Mexico. Not all. But do you think that those Mexicans who are in the country and who are undocumented, but who are working, and some of them are migrant laborers, so they don't have papers, but they're sending money back home. They're actually stimulating their own country and its growth with the money that they're sending home, because a lot of them are constructing houses, they're buying things that their family needs, they're putting their children through school. Crazy, right? But here's the thing. Do you really think a government that is benefiting with millions of dollars coming in from these workers is really going to be the one to go, oh, yeah, we'll pay for that wall? It's ludicrous at best. Donald Trump doesn't know the president of Mexico. He hasn't talked to them. He hasn't found out that they would be willing for it. But, you know, facts and Donald Trump, they really don't coalesce. They're not besties. They don't hang out. They don't go to parties together and get buck wild. No, Donald Trump just, you know, creates something in his head and determines that somehow, some way, he'll make it happen, even if he has to lie his way to the top. That's just the Donald Trump that we've come to know and hate so readily with his big fat comb over. So, yeah, there's that in the news today. Now, the big one that I want to go over is Holly Jones. Holly Jones is this woman who has taken the media by storm, and she has done so because after New Year's, she made a post on her Facebook, and now let me break it down for you. Since this whole thing has blown up, she has claimed that her account was hacked and the original post wasn't hers. However, she also still remains adamant that the place she went they should have to apologize to her. So now I'm going to read her post in my white American privileged voice. So bear with me, audience, as we take ourselves into the life of Holly Jones. I will never go back to this location for New Year's Eve after the way we were treated when we spent $700+ and having our meal ruined by watching a dead person being wheeled out from an overdose. My night has been ruined. Every year we have come to Kilroy's to enjoy New Year's Eve, and tonight we were screamed at and had the manager walk away from us while we were trying to figure out our bill being messed up. The manager also told us someone dying was more important than us being there, making us feel like our business didn't matter. But I guess allowing a junkie in the building to overdose on your property is more important than paying customers who are spending lots of money. Our waitress, when we said we were trying to ask about our bill being messed up, also said, what do you want me to do? Fucking pay your bill for you? what a great way to talk to a paying customer. I get that you're working on New Year's Eve and it's stressful, but being a complete bitch to us all night, knowing you get an automatic gratuity, that's my Holly Jones impression. I really hope you enjoyed that. Now, there's a few things wrong with her story besides being, you know, a self-important snob who obviously cared nothing about the woman. First of all, the woman wasn't a junkie. She was a 70-year-old woman who was there with her husband celebrating New Year's Eve. She had a heart attack. She was not overdosing on anything. 70, had a heart attack. Okay. You know, was one word in there care about this woman? No. So anyhow, the story is that she is recovering. Her daughter has put up a GoFundMe page. And in the meantime, you know, the internet has exploded with anger and frustration at what this girl had the nerve to post. No, not even an ounce of care or concern or compassion. And this is after the fact, because a person could get it, okay? If you're drunk and you do this stuff, sure, it's shitty. And obviously you have some issues. Then you go and sober up and continue it. You really make a great douche, okay? So the owner got word of this and had seen her post on Facebook, and he responded to her to let her know that he appreciated her feedback. So here is his response. Hi, Holly. Thanks for reaching out. We love feedback, whether it be positive or negative. I especially like feedback like this so others can see the disgusting people that we have to deal with sometimes. First of all, the overdosing junkie that you speak of was 70-plus-year-old woman who had a heart attack. Thankfully, she was finally revived at the hospital and survived. It sounds like you were very concerned about her, so I thought you should know. This poor lady who was celebrating New Year's Eve with her husband and son had to be placed on the floor of a completely packed bar, have her shirt removed in front of everyone so that paramedics could work on her. But I completely understand why you think being intoxicated assholes that don't understand your bill should take priority over human life. I especially appreciate you making the server, who doesn't curse, cry as well. I'm sure she really enjoyed working on New Year's Eve just to deal with people such as yourself. I personally had to leave a show to take a phone call from an emotional manager telling me someone had died at Kilroy's and that other employees were not doing so well dealing with this. At the time, they didn't know she was going to make it. So I understand how inconvenient this was to your night, but honestly, I'm glad to hear that you won't be coming back to Kilroy's because we wouldn't want anyone as cold-hearted and nasty as you returning. I appreciate anyone who chooses to spend their money at Kilroy's until they act like you. You can take your money elsewhere after that, and I won't lose a second of sleep over it. Happy New Year. And that's from the owner, Chris Burton. Now, the interesting part of this is that the internet exploded, fuming at this woman. But this is totally, you know, first world problem. And it's amazing. This girl has no compassion, no concern. She doesn't even give the person who was there on the floor having all this happen a second thought. She doesn't worry. She isn't saying, I hope she's okay, but things were a little crazy and mixed up. She completely just goes into me. So the thing that I don't like is that people have issued death threats to this girl, and it's ludicrous because, honestly, I and anti-death in a lot of situations, and especially in this, because I think living out the repercussions of her actions is far more interesting than, you know, somebody actually hurting this woman. And besides, it's not worth hurting her over. She doesn't get it. You know, she's a kind of one of those little spoiled brat lost causes here in America. But, you know, the salon where she works, she's a hairdresser. The salon where she works actually spoke out, and by the way, this comes from the Daily Mail Online. It's from the UK. So they said that nothing she said represents their position or them in any way. She has a booth rental there, so she is not actually technically associated to the business. She just rents a booth there, and they wanted to know. She has since, removed her Facebook account and tried to hide all of this, but of course, you know, the internet has it on lock. So I just want to say that this is such an American problem where we don't take the time to consider the feelings or, you know, ramifications of others when we behave like this. This girl is a living, walking example of nothing but privilege that she doesn't even have to think about. This is another human life, and she doesn't really care. So, it caught my attention really quickly on Facebook, because when I saw this and I read through it, I was like, oh, wow, I can't believe somebody just... First of all, okay, so she's spending $700, and her point of view is, I'm there with veterans, and I'm there with firefighters, and she, you know, she's paying for her good time. Well, whoop-dee-fucking-do. So is everybody else sitting there. And, you know, this woman represents the compassion that all of us should have. Now, if she's sitting there with veterans and firefighters, they should be able to understand what's going on. I just don't get it. I think that this girl needs to grow the hell up and learn a lesson about how to be a good human being. And, you know, I don't know what else to say except for that this is hilarious when I look at this. Between her and the standoff with snacks and Donald Trump thinking that Mexico is going to build the wall and not even knowing what the border looks like. This is what privilege really looks like here in America. We enjoy way too much of ourselves and not enough caring and compassion about others. And I think that the lesson that we need to take away here today is that compassion is important. It's important to you. It's important to me. It's important to everybody. And we can't let ourselves become so enthralled in our own business that we forget that other people have lives and they have pains and they have suffering, and that it's our job as human beings to take good care of each other. And this is a very socialist standpoint, and I realize this because it's not a Republican standpoint. It's not a libertarian, especially, standpoint. It comes from understanding that if a person is in need, you try to reach out as much as possible and differentiate between need and inability to caretake themselves. But people like Holly Jones represent the problem here in America today, where self-importance has gained momentum, and especially over social media. We don't really think about what we're saying to others. There's an anonymity that's promised to us when we sign up these accounts, that we don't really think that we are real individuals living real lives. What the words we say have potential for such a huge impact, such gravity, and we have to guard ourselves and guard other people. And, you know, I've read studies where they said that people who troll typically have some type of mental disorder. And they're closer on the narcissistic scale. They're closer to sociopathy. They tend to have this narcissistic need to hurt or destroy others. It's why I really, whenever I see somebody trolling online, I don't hesitate to give it to them. I don't know whether or not that feeds into their narcissism. It makes them feel like somehow they won, because it seems to me like they walk away and they're like, high five, even though they accomplished nothing. Because when you leave that, I wouldn't even call it a discussion, when you leave that whole interaction, you don't think about it. When I interact with a troll, I think that I'm interacting with this level of person, and I regard them as such. I treat them as if they were a narcissistic being. Like, I disregard the value of their opinion. I disregard the words that they're saying, because I know that engaging it truly emotionally, putting any emotion into it, is problematic. And, you know, I was just going to lightly do this. But it does bring me to another factor. Narcissism in America is on the rise. And, you know, I hate to use that term in such a way that we think it's cliche. It is not cliche. It is a problem, and it is a problem that we have on the rise, because what we do is we allow people to have nothing but a mirror in front of their face where they can only recognize their own glory and not have to concern themselves with the well-being of others. And I think it's not the full scope of the problem because of social media. I think that there's something else going on in our society, and I think that's capitalism breeds selfishness. It's about me getting ahead, me, me, me. And so you train children from the time that they're little, me, me, me. And then when they grow up, they don't know how to cope, like this Holly Jones or Donald Trump or, you know, any of those. They don't know how to cope with sharing, giving, compassion, things like that, which we consider normal emotions. And it's awful to have to see this. Now, the way that our society reacts, you might say, well, that's a positive. But it's not really, because what we're willing to do is do devastating amounts of harm to another individual who hasn't figured out it's not about them. That's not going to help them cope and become a better individual where they say, okay, it's not about me. I understand that. It's going to cause an introversion on their part, and they're going to go and be like, oh, well, those people are stupid. That doesn't change anything. People like this need to be taught. If you can't have compassion, you can't, you know, associate in a society with me. And I can imagine her business is going to be devastated. You know, I can't see customers wanting to visit or become a patron of a person who is so devastatingly selfish. But this is our problem. America is a beautiful, beautiful place where we have some liberties, and I would not call them freedoms because it's really not free. There's nothing free about it. It's liberties. It's afforded to us. And we, as a society, have a lot of issues. And in fact, you know, one of the things that was on the news yesterday that I'm thinking about now is President Obama gave a speech, and he signed some legislation restricting guns, gun shows and over the internet, their sales to people having to have background checks, which his intent is great. Moreover, his speech was moving, and he became so emotional that he shed tears. Now, Fox News, who, of course, is only right 18% of the time, they like their lying, said, oh, well, he had an onion behind the podium, and he wasn't really moved, and he was faking the tears. And if you watch the video, you can clearly see that he is crying. These are emotions. How could we elect somebody who was so awful they couldn't have compassion over the lives of hundreds of little children dying? But Fox News, who can't show compassion, I mean, I think that honestly, Fox News is nothing but narcissistic news network. I think that they should just rename themselves, because they think that because they have no compassion for the lives they're lost, unless it hits them personally, that no one else can. And once again, it's a problem of America. We have an issue with what is the limit to our liberties? What is the limit to our selfishness? What is the limit to what we can take from others and consider ourselves to be good human beings? I think that we really need to challenge ourselves here. When we have people like Holly Jones cropping up, and yes, there's a firestorm afterwards, but this Holly Jones has been operating probably for years. She has been the same person probably most of her life. And the fact that she put it in our faces is the fact that America got angry. But before this moment in time, she thought that this was perfectly okay for her to behave this way. And that's just not acceptable. Just like Donald Trump. You know, he thinks that talking about bagging his wife and flaunting her like she's a rag doll is the way to go. And talking about Mexico and them building the wall, which is so, so ridiculous. I mean, come on, Donald. You think that you're going to motivate them to do something they could have obviously done at any point in history since ever and have always chosen not to do? I think not. And then with the snacks and among Bundy, it just goes to show, like, craziness. We have a country full of babies that need to grow up, and we're giving them media attention, and we're giving them time. It reminds me of the Kardashians, that the entire scope of her before her sex tape was she was nobody and nothing. Suddenly she has a sex tape and America is very interested in every moment of their life from then on. Not just her, but her sisters as well, her parents, and everything that they do. We have this obsession with them. They live constantly in the scope of the public eye. And this is what we do to people. We either raise them up or crush them down. There's no in between. There's no one stopping Holly and saying, hey, Holly, that's kind of a real douche thing to say. How about you just take that down and don't act like such a brat? Nope, we're going to crush her, which she kind of deserves it. She really does. I mean, come on. She couldn't have been any more heartless. But not in the way of threatening to kill her. It's just ridiculous. And when it comes to people like Donald Trump, who reminds me of Kim Kardashian, I have to say, he wouldn't even be running for president if we hadn't have given him so much admiration that his ego is so inflated. He thinks that what he says is the most greatest, powerful thing that anyone can say ever, and that he is right, and that we are just going to fall in line drooling all over ourselves for him. And he doesn't get it. Other countries have already said, look, we don't want to have to socialize with this guy. Military personnel have already said that if he gets elected, we're leaving our position. We have people all over the world going, what in the world? How did a freaking TV personality with no training in any public anything as far as political agenda is, he has bankrupted 4, going on 5 businesses. The 5th one is a golf course in another country. I'm not sure what the 4 others are, but the toll up to the point of the golf course going bankrupt was 4. So he has bankrupted them. He is not personally bankrupt. Because, see, here in America, you can also do this thing where your business can go under, but you can continue to make more businesses because you are not the business and it can't take from you, but you can draw a salary from it. So it can sink like a ship while it's still paying you, and you can move on, get a new one, start over again. And this is what this guy seems to have done for himself. And people are pulling away from Miss America, I think the Miss Universe pageant, other things that he does, because people really don't want to associate with this guy who he is. But America put him into the limelight. We put him there. We created this monster. He thinks that he is the greatest thing since ever. And his mouth is so hideous. I mean, you know, people say, oh, well, Donald speaks from the heart. He speaks reality. Look, there is a reason that politicians don't talk the way Donald Trump does. Because they know that once you all get in the sandbox, you have to be able to talk to each other and get along. That at no point are you ever going to get everything you want, Donald, and the Mexican wall. No point. So you have to be willing to talk to people in such a way as that you can get them to mostly concur with you. Not nod their head and go along like a hand puppet, because it's not going to happen, especially with the volatility of the countries that we have in this world. So Donald Trump really needs a reality check. him and Holly Jones could get on the same reality check boat and go to Realityville and check it out for a minute. Because